Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, the European Parliament voted to pass legislation aimed at regulating artificial intelligence. The person who was head on preparing that legislation was the Irish MEP, Deirdre Clune. Deirdre, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Sean.
Now, as I understand it, it's a risk-based approach. What does that mean?
That means risk. If you're in a high-risk category, if you're defined as being in a high-risk category, you pose a risk to the health, the safety, or the fundamental rights of an individual. And if you're in that category, then you have certain requirements which you have to comply with the regulator, share the data upon which your AI system was based, engage in the code of conduct that the regulator will establish, and basically be more accountable.
Could you give us an example of what you mean by high risk?
I could, and then the legislation, there's a list of areas, like for instance, education and training, employment, healthcare, if you're using it, healthcare, if you're deciding that if you're a surgeon and you have a tumour that you want to operate or to treat, but then there'd be a lot of data available as how you could be using an AI system to decide how you would treat that. And that's high risk because it can provide a great solution, but it could be a risk to the patient. So therefore you have to that system has to comply. Same in employment area. If you're screening hundreds of thousands of CVs for a particular job, it will be high risk because, you know, it could be bias built into the screening system and screening process, and that then is a risk or a health. It's a risk to the fundamental rights of the individual.
Sure,
so that has to comply with the legislation. Those kind of areas.
So is it the case that each company will have to decide themselves whether they're high risk or medium risk or whatever level, and then contact the authorities and let them know? Or can this software be inspected?
Yeah, no, there's a bit of both. There's establishment now of an AI office, an artificial intelligence office. The Commission is doing that, and that'll be working with the individual member states, in our case, Ireland. The regulators are responsible there, and they will have facilities to help in companies that are developing these processes to say, you know, if you are high risk or if you're not. So that's important, that there would be consultation. It won't be just there with the regulator standing at an arm's length from developers or deployers. They will there to facilitate them. There's an advisory board, and it's anticipated that there will be help and support. Mind you, if you're dealing in the healthcare area and you're processing lots of x-rays or screens, you know you're high risk yourself. You know, that's clear. But there'll be some areas, absolutely, it'll be grey. And so, for instance, I mentioned education or employment. If you're screening CVs, that's high risk. But if you're putting an ad in a newspaper for those CVs, that's not high risk because it's not a risk to their health, safety, or fundamental rights, which are the standards.
And now, what is explicitly banned?
What is explicitly banned will be scraping of facial images from the internet. That'll be banned. Social scoring will be banned. Social scoring, exploitation of people for using subliminal techniques, that's going to be banned. Biometric identification in public accessible places is going to be banned, except for law enforcement, and our policing service can use it, but only for strict areas like we've identified areas such as child abduction, terrorism, those kind of areas.
And they
have to have judicial approval for that. They have to get a permit to do that, and be time limited, and repeat it again if you need it. But it's not a forever permission.
And I imagine, though, this kind of legislation, particularly for the things that are banned, you're going to have to keep a watching brief in it because it might have to be updated on a pretty regular basis.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's why it's not open-ended. Well, yes, open-ended, because it can be updated. The AI office, the artificial intelligence office, is there, and they're working with there'll be expertise there to see what exactly is going on out in the real world, and to update it as necessary, and to add to the bans add to the list of bans, and maybe yeah. even the whole ChatGPT area. Now it's if you're above a certain flops or computing power that you use, you're deemed to be in the high risk area. But that may change as well as these processes advance, because it is advancing really, really quickly. So that's why there is sort of an open-ended approach to this, and working with regulators, working with industry. We know they know exactly what's going on.
Deirdre, thanks a million.
As best we can.
Yeah, as best anyone can. Deirdre, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Deirdre Clune there, the MEP.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.